Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We are live today on the 16th day of March, 2015, 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The show is called Women of Wisdom, and this is a live presentation on the WC, a Woman with CP network here on Blog Talk Radio. In fact, we encourage you to follow this program here on Blog Talk by going to blogtalkradio.com/WCAWomanWithCP. That way you can be notified of all the wonderful programs that Wynn Kelly Charles, our host, does create for this network, as well as find all the archives. And once you get there, you can look up all your favorite people and listen to the shows, forward them, download them. We'd love you to do that. The show that we'd love you to download today is Reiki Dawn on Women of Wisdom. That's right, best-selling author Wynn Kelly Charles welcomes Reiki Dawn, Dawn Fleming, that is, working with healing energy since 1989. Dawn is the director and lead instructor of Energy Transformations School of Energy Healing. She has so much Reiki knowledge, it's incredible. She's a Reiki master and a teacher, a medical intuitive, a life coach, and the author of several books, including Heat Rising, Survive and Thrive Through Menopause. Oh, Dawn, where were you when I needed you, girl? Find Dawn at www.energytransformations.org. And be sure to visit Wynn Charles' website at wynncharles.com to learn more about our host. Without any further ado, let's welcome to the program Reiki Dawn Fleming and your host, Wynn Kelly Charles.
Well, thank you, Annette. And as Annette said, I am blessed and honored enough to have Reiki Dawn. And I did not realize that Reiki Dawn is a multi-published author. And that leads me to my first question. What is your favorite book that you have written?
Well, I like them all because they're also very different. And like Annette was talking about, the last book that I wrote, Heat Rising, Survive and Thrive Through Menopause, I wrote that because, you know, as an energy worker, you would think I was ready for menopause, but I got hit with so many things and it threw me off guard that I wrote this book to help women going through it and to give them solutions and things to look at and just ideas on how to deal with it and not only survive, but to celebrate life again. But most of my other books are about energy or creating a holistic health practice or about Reiki. So I know today we're going to talk about my book that is on chakras. It's called Chakra Empowerment, 24 Days of Transformation. And
I like that title. I like that title. I myself was involved with a book. It was called Women Empowered, Women of Social Media. But I have never heard of 24 Days of Chakra Empowerment. I didn't know you could get empowered by the chakras. And basically what Dawn is talking about, for those of you who think I have lost my mind now, Dawn is actually talking about the main chakra being your heart chakra, and then the second chakra being your mind. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dawn, because I'm not sure what I am talking about. I have heard all this over the years, but I think the main chakra that we're talking about is your heart. Am I correct in saying that?
Well, I think all seven chakras are important because you need to have them all opened and all balanced and all have energy flowing through it. But I think our heart chakra is the chakra that's right in the middle, and it takes the energy of those chakras in the lower area and kind of transforms the energy in a place of love and compassion and raises the energy up the body, up into the upper chakras where we can connect with our divine wisdom and to really connect with our truth.
So, okay. Now, that being said, okay, I have got, I have landed up not following my own heart wisdom for many weeks now, and it's gotten me into a little bit of trouble. And so what do you say to people who have who hear me say this and they go, Wynn, you should always follow your heart, or Dawn, you should always follow your heart, or anyone, but when mind goes into overload, you can't necessarily grab the mind and say, hold on a minute and let me think this through with my heart. How do you explain that to people?
Explaining when the heart's on overload, or?
Explain when the heart, when your mind is so on overload that
you need
a different chakra to come
in
and counterbalance what your mind is processing.
Yes, when and most of the people, you know, in the Western world here in the U.S., we're all in our heads. And, you know, a lot of times that's the ego speaking, and it's hard to really pick a direction because there's so much going on there. And my best advice, because I've been working with chakras for a really long time, since 1989. And my best advice then is just to pause. Just, you know, don't take any action. Step back, kind of quiet yourself. Some people will meditate, but a lot of times if the mind's running that much, you know, it can't meditate. But I would just take a break, take a break from what you're doing. Maybe sit outside and just enjoy the breeze, the sun, just listen to some music just to help clear that mind a little bit, just to quiet it down. And then as that's happening, just feel yourself sinking into that heart chakra, into the center of your chest, into that peaceful, loving place. And, you know, you could even visualize yourself sitting there in the center of your chest, just surrounded by love, and just going to a deep place that I'll say that deep place doesn't invite your mind. That deep place is that place of pure, pure love, pure wisdom, and just listening to what your heart has to tell you. What, you know, what feels good, not what sounds good or what I should do or shouldn't do that's going on up in the head, but sinking down into that heart center just to feel, you know, the body knows what's good for us, and just sinking into that heart chakra and saying, what feels right for me, and listening to that wisdom. But sometimes we just have to step back out of all that noise that's going on in the head just so we can reconnect with that heart center.
Yes. Yes, I agree. I agree. Now, now, when you talk about the seven chakras, I swear I heard of the seven chakras, but for those who don't know what I'm talking about, could you please list the seven chakras so I get it straight in my own head?
Good. Yes, I'd be happy to. Now, the chakras are, they look like little vortexes of energy, and they bring energy into the body, and they take energy out that's no longer needed. And when our chakras are opened and balanced, we feel like we have energy, we have clarity, and life feels good. But when those chakras get blocked up, over time, disease and illness is created in the body because we need that energy flowing through the body to create health and balance. So the first chakra that we have is located at the base of the spine, and it's called the root chakra. And this root chakra is the color of red when it's in balance. And this chakra deals with us feeling safe and secure. It deals with us feeling grounded and deals with feeling at home wherever we are. So if we have issues with feeling safe and secure or feeling grounded or not at home, and there's a whole list of issues for each chakra that I have listed in my book. So if we're not feeling good about those things, that means the energy in the root chakra gets out of balance. And then eventually, you know, there could be illness or imbalance that's created in those organs or nerves or muscles in that area of the body. So that's the root chakra. And like I said, it's a beautiful color of red when it's imbalanced. And that chakra also deals with our legs and feet, because those are what keep us grounded here on the planet. And then the second chakra is located at the navel area, right below the navel, about 2 inches into the body. And that, when it's in balance, is a beautiful color of orange. And the second chakra deals with our emotions and our creativity. Because if you think of where that's located, it's located around the ovaries where we create, where we, you know, create children. And so it's not only creating physical children, but it's about creating ideas, creating things that we want to bring in to create in our lives. But it's also about emotions. So if our emotions are joy-filled, then that energy is moving in and out of that chakra. But when we get depressed or get stuck in negative emotions, then the energy in that chakra gets blocked, and disease and illness can lodge into that second chakra as well. And so that's the second chakra, and like I said, it's a beautiful color orange. And then as we move up the body to the third chakra, it's located where the rib cage makes a V, like in the soul. It's called the solar plexus area. And this vortex of energy, the chakra, when it's in balance, is a beautiful color of yellow. And this area, the chakra, stands for how we feel about ourselves, how we think about ourselves. So like our self-worth. And when it's in balance, we have, you know, very healthy self-esteem. We can make choices based on balanced thinking. Now, if it's out of balance, maybe we're too critical about others, others or ourselves. We could be not taking up for ourselves or standing up for ourselves, because it's about our self-esteem and self-worth. So this is a very important chakra, because we don't want to judge people, but we want to discern, you know, make decisions based on a balanced discernment and not being judgmental or critical of others. So that's the third chakra. So it's about, you know, our opinions and how we think and how we work with people in that way. Are we respectful or are we disrespectful? And so if it's imbalanced, we're all healthy in that area with all the organs. Just think about our stomach, our spleen, our pancreas, all those things deal with that third chakra. And so when it's imbalanced, we feel good about ourselves and we respect other people and talk good about them, and life is good. But if it's out of balance, we could be really negative or very critical or judgmental, and, you know, just blocks the energy up down in that area. And then we come up, bring our awareness up to the heart chakra, and that's the fourth chakra, which is in the middle of the chest. And when that is in balance, it's a beautiful color of green. And when we're in, like, really loving relationships, it could actually be the color of pink. And it deals with our ability to forgive others, to be compassionate, to be loving, and also to deal with change. There's always a lot of change going on the planet, and people are always up in arms like, oh, my God, I can't believe, you know, this is change, that's change, or they're asking me to do this or that. So our heart chakra takes whatever those issues are that we've dealt with in the lower chakras and helps us to transform that energy, to either forgive or to make the changes that need to be made in life and to be able to love unconditionally. So the heart chakra really is a beautiful place, beautiful energy when it's in balance. But if you think about the U.S., in the U.S. we have a lot of heart problems. And to me, that is people not opening up their hearts to receive love. If you're blocking that love from coming in, there's going to be heart attacks and heart disease. So to me, I would just say find out why you're blocking that love and let that love in, let it flow. Give it, receive it. A lot of people are good at giving love but not receiving it.
So you would, you think there would be a lot less heart attacks if people were less angry?
Yes, very good. You've got it. If we
could transform
anger into love, and there's a lot of people who don't even love themselves. You know, that's the place you got to start before you can really love other people. And we'd have a lot less heart problems on the planet.
Yep. Yep. Hmm. So, okay, you believe that problems are circulated around people not loving each other and being angry all the time.
Yes, yes. I mean, that anger energy just blocks love from going out or coming in. And when the energy in any of these chakras are blocked up for long periods of time, then disease and illness set in the body in those areas. And that's what my book, Chakra Empowerment, 24 Days of Transformation, talks about the issues for each one of the chakras and also talks about some things to work on for unblocking that energy, because who wants, you know, if you have a choice, who would want to be angry, you know?
And how would you unblock that energy?
Well, the anger energy, I would be looking at, you know, what is it that's making me, you know, why am I angry? What am I holding on to? And most people are holding on to stuff that is so old, and everyone else has forgotten whatever this issue is they're hanging on to. So I would begin to work with forgiveness of, you know, whatever was the perceived cause of the anger. And then, you know, I wouldn't be waiting for that other person to make a move to make me unangry anymore. It's like we need to take personal responsibility to heal that instead of waiting for someone else to say, I'm sorry. We need to look at it and say, it's not worth carrying this heavy burden in my body. So beginning to work with forgiveness and just awareness of how often this anger button is being pressed. And as it's being pressed, maybe saying, I do have other options, and let me see what are the other option I can choose right now so that I can heal this anger.
In my notes that just popped up, I forgot to mention all of the chakras that are in the body. And so could you please go back to that list we've discussed and complete that list? Because I'm looking at my notes that magically popped up, and it's like, when you forgot to now complete list, you got sidetracked.
Okay, so we were at the heart chakra, so now the next chakra would be the throat chakra, and that's located in the center of the throat. And when it's in balance, it's a beautiful sky blue color, and it deals with our ability to communicate. Now, if you think about it, a lot of times the messages we were given as children is to be seen and not heard, and, you know, teachers are telling you not to talk, and and sometimes bosses don't want to hear what you have to say. So all of a sudden, you begin shutting that chakra down, and then you're having thyroid problems or throat problems because the throat chakra deals with all those, glands and parts of the body around the throat. And so the throat chakra is about communicating, but communicating in a respectful way that honors others. And it's also about creative energy as well, because we sing with our throat chakra, play instruments. So it's also about creativity, creative energy as well. And the throat chakra is the center of living our truth. And so when we speak, are we speaking our truth? Are we just saying words to please others? You know, a lot of times people will just say what they want people want to hear. But the throat chakra really is about living authentically, speaking your truth, and doing it from a place of honoring others, not disrespecting others. So that's the throat chakra. And then as we move up the body, the next chakra is located in the center of the forehead, but above the eyebrows there. And it's called the brow chakra, or some people call it the third eye. And this is the center of our wisdom. It's where we take all those lessons that we learned in life and we assimilate it in the center. So if something happened, did we learn our lesson? Or are we going to repeat it over and over again? So if this third eye area is blocked up, we tend to repeat the same lesson over and over again because we're not assimilating that information. And also this center is known as the seat of our intuition. So if this chakra center is open, then we tend to receive information that's very intuitive, that we don't know where it came from, but all of a sudden it just becomes a knowing within our being. And so this knowing, it's like you know that it's true, and that's your intuition. And that comes in when that energy center is open. And then as we move to the top of the head, that's where the seventh chakra is, and it's located on the crown of the head, and when it's open, it's a beautiful color of violet, or it could be white. Some people see it either white, violet, or gold, so it could be a combination of those colors. And when it is open, it really is where we connect with our higher self, some people call God. But it's where we make that connection. And so if we have other people in our lives that are trying to be our authority figure or control us, sometimes that energy center will get blocked. Or if we have issues like that anger issue that we don't want to surrender and let go of, that area can be blocked. Because this crown chakra is where we take whatever is left over from the day, whatever issues we've been dealing with, and we release it, we surrender it. We say, you know, I don't know the solution to this, and I'm tired of wrestling with it, and I don't want it to stay in my system and block up my chakras, so I'm just surrendering this to, you know, higher power, God, to my higher self, and I'm releasing it so it's not in my energy system, in my body, creating chaos. And so when this energy center is open, we feel at peace because we know we're connected. And we know as we move forward in life, we're going forward with this connection that is, you know, divinely guiding us. And we have that awareness. And like I said, we're at peace. So that's the main nuts and bolts of the chakras. And in the book, it talks about the issues around that could be around each chakra and how it should be if they're open and flowing and how to get them there. I've always considered myself a chakra expert because whenever you do Reiki, you're actually sending Reiki into those chakra centers to open them up and to allow the Reiki to flow into the centers to balance the body's energy.
That, I'm sitting here stunned. Stunned in a good way. Because
good.
I just learned a huge lesson about my own body, basically via you, of where I need help within my own body. And it's, yeah. Okay. Basically, I've got my whole vision twisted because of what I thought was chakras wouldn't account anymore from what you just explained, Dawn.
And like I said, they're all important. You know, it's not like one is more important than the other. When they're all in balance, we're really well supported in life and can feel like we can move forward. A lot of people that I do life coaching with or Reiki with, they'll say, you know, I just can't move forward in life. I feel so stuck. And then when we look at their energy centers, you know, that first or second or third chakra is all blocked up and their throat chakra is blocked up. And it's like, well, yeah, let's do some Reiki on this and let's get it unblocked. And they'll just say, you know, after like two or three Reiki sessions, they're going, wow, you wouldn't believe this happened and that happened and they were all good things. And they're just like talking about how their life is shifting. And I have a lot of people that take Reiki classes, you know, not to work on other people, but to work on themselves and to help find that balance once again. I mean, life presents us with a lot of challenges. And we're not always trained,
yeah.
You know, we're not always trained on how to deal with it. And then we get all blocked up and we go, how did I get here?
Nope. Well, I appreciate the lesson and the teaching lesson tonight. I didn't realize that I was going to be teaching myself a lesson tonight, but obviously that's okay. But once a teacher, always a teacher, and I appreciate the lesson, and I appreciate the time, you taking the time and you sharing your wisdom with us. And I'm going to turn back over to Annette because I'm looking at the clock and it's 1 minute.
Wow, yes. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
It's been my honor.
And thank you, everybody, who's tuned in to Women of Wisdom this evening, live on the 16th day of March, 2015. Dawn Fleming, also known as Reiki Dawn, has been the guest on the program. Find her at energytransformations.org, energytransformations.org. She is a healer. She's a teacher. She's a Reiki master, a medical intuitive, a life coach, and the author of many, many books. You will find all that information on her site, which is I keep wanting to say healing energy. It's energytransformations.org. I knew that. And be sure to visit WynnCharles.com for more information about our host, Wynn Kelly Charles. And return to WC, A Woman with CP, the network here on Blog Talk Radio, for all the current and archived programs of Women of Wisdom.